Now, you might know the feeling, that buffering feeling, when you're waiting for something to upload, download from the internet. Yeah? Well, super fast broadband is meant to end all of that. It's going to allow ultra speedy connections to the internet.
Many urban areas already have it, and the last coalition government also spent millions of pounds bringing it to rural areas. One of those places is Rothbury in Northumberland. £460,000 was invested into a scheme to help BT bring superfast broadband to the village and the surrounding area. But BBC Newcastle has discovered that for several months, superfast broadband there has been on a go slow for many people. How? Oh, it just drives you around the twist. Our political reporter, Fergus Hewison, has been investigating. You see that little circle in the centre of a screen,
yes,
don't
indeed.
You? Buffering. Oh, he joins us now. So, Fergus, you've been to see a business that's been affected by this.
That's right, yes. I went to see Michael Dean, who runs Collie Dog Computers in Rothbury. Now, he knows a thing or two about computers and the internet, as you can well imagine. And he told me that the arrival of superfast broadband in the village a couple of years ago was a very welcome development.
Once the connection was upgraded, the difference is profound. You're talking, oh, so approximately maybe 8 to 10 times faster download speeds. I personally got about 20 times faster upload speed on my connection at home, which is, it's extremely significant. And it allows you to do much, much more, both in terms of like personal use and business use.
But then in around March of this year, Michael says he and others began to notice that things weren't working as they should.
Well, that's right. Yes, superfast stopped being just that superfast, and it was anything but at times, says Michael.
I was experiencing slowdown in my connection at peak time, so from approximately 8 o'clock at night to 11 o'clock at night. And on a Facebook group, another local resident was reporting the same problems. We had a long discussion, made sure we reported it to our ISPs. More and more people started to get involved on Facebook and sort of social media in general, and it became extremely clear that the problem was to do with Openreach's network.
Now, as Michael said in that clip there, it wasn't just him. It was other businesses, other residents of Rothbury and the surrounding area who are experiencing problems, especially at peak times.
So people like Michael have reported the problem to BT, which looks after the cables, the broadband infrastructure, and which was tasked with bringing superfast broadband to the area and given public money as well to help do so.
Well, that's right, yes. And Michael and others believe BT's response has been slow because in some cases these problems have gone on for well over a month or indeed more. Stephen Bridget is at Independent Councillor for the Rothbury area. He helped persuade the last coalition government to invest cash in superfast broadband for the area. And Councillor Bridget says the response by BT to the problem hasn't been swift enough.
This has been going on since the beginning of March, so it's been going on over 2 months now. Residents have been contacting their ISP providers, their internet providers, and eventually we're all aware now that the root cause of the problem is the network itself, which is BT Openreach's responsibility. They've admitted their failings, but they've been very, very slow in addressing those failings.
So there's been fears that this could all hinder the rollout of superfast broadband to rural communities in other parts of Northumberland, in the Rothbury area and the Coker Valley.
Well, that's right. Essentially, it goes like this. The government gave that £460,000, as you mentioned in the introduction, to help BT bring superfast broadband to the Rothbury area, a part of a £20 million investment nationwide in rural broadband, which is, of course, seen as essential in helping those areas develop economically. Now, residents and businesses in and around Rothbury are encouraged to sign up to receive that superfast broadband, and BT then began putting in the infrastructure to roll it out. Now, as more and more people sign up for superfast in the area, BT, of course, makes more money from that, and the initial government investment in the scheme is returned, in this case, to the county council, which looks after the scheme. The council then reinvests that money back into pushing superfast broadband out into even more isolated places. So it's a sort of virtuous circle. The more successful the scheme is, and in terms of the uptake in Rothbury and the surrounding area, it appears to have been very successful. The more successful it is, the more it can be extended. But Councillor Bridget fears the recent problems mean that that investment and take-up could now stall.
We've got a number of residents and businesses who are now opting to go back to the original broadband rather than the super fast because in some cases it's faster or the same. So why pay more for the super fast broadband? And as a result, that will affect how much money we get back in the future. So BT's slow response at this is going to impact how much money we as a local authority get back to give back to BT to reinvest anyway. So you would think they would be a lot quicker at getting a response and dealing with this.
So, what has BT said?
Well, it gave us a statement in which it apologised to customers experiencing slower than expected broadband speeds. And now it says the correct amount of broadband capacity was installed when the scheme was set up, which is something some critics have questioned. But it says the network of cables is not spreading that capacity evenly, meaning some people aren't getting the speeds they should be while some do. BT says engineers are now working to fix this and to install additional capacity cable links to make sure things do work properly. And the firm adds that it hopes the problem will be fixed by June, but points out it is a complex set of work it has to do, which involves running cable between Alnwick, Morpeth, Blyth and South Shields.
Thank you very much. So if you're one of the people sort of teeth forced together, snarling at the screen when you're waiting for your broadband to sort of speed up a little, let us know, please. You can get in touch on 0191 232 6565.